The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key. The key.
Sorry about that. welcome everyone to the Sandow Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Today is Wednesday, October the 21st, 2015, and we have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for chiming in and listening in. So important. Hey, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Tell your friends, tell your family members about the programming that Black Talk Radio Network has, because it's here for you. And it is designed and created with you in mind so that you can have a voice outside of the mainstream media propaganda and the overall corporate propaganda that is perpetuated on the other forms of networks that are fully funded and taken care of by way of the benevolent agenda that's at hand, financial one, that is the economic financing control of the world. So, hey, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. If you can make a monetary donation, please do, so that we can continue this, the programmings that are here. So, you know, because it's a lot of work. There's a lot of commitment. There's a lot of resources that are expended to bring this to you. So, you know, we've lost so much in our communities because we weren't able to really, really come out and participate to make sure that it stays in its current state, at least, and not even giving it the opportunity to grow. Because, you know, we sometimes think that it's someone else's obligation, when I'm going to tell you, it's all of our obligations, because it's not just about you, it's about everyone that's involved. Much, much bigger picture than the mirror that you look in. So, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. It has been beneficial to many of you, and please, let's not get a sense of entitlement thinking that this is what people are supposed to do. So let's support it. Also, go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook. That's T-H-N-D-O. And there we have some of the articles that we're going to be following, and it tells you what we're going to be talking about on the show. So definitely check us out there and give us a like if it's so, you know, deserving. But we post a lot of the things there, and if you have any questions or comments, you can post it there also. Just before we get started in the show, we're going to jump into this show. We got a real, real short, like, two-minute video for today's show just before we start that's really, really cool. It says a lot that's going to introduce what today's show is going to be all about. And we're going to have this show with Brother Davis, who's there online, and we're going to – but let me just run through these quick articles that were posted inside of Tando. Okay, this comes from freebeacon.com. Jimmy Carter offers help for Russia's bombing campaign in Syria. There's been information that Jimmy Carter has actually provided some mapping material for Russia. So check out that article that's there. Then another very important article comes out of the Huffington Post. Ebola survivors are asked to abstain from sex after virus found in semen. Let me tell you, this is what I think has always been a part of the overall agenda. What Ebola was really designed for, to be a silent depopulation program from within. Because you think about it, then the person is now so-called cured. Now they're passing that virus on to other people by way of relationships with other people. Man, it's such a deviant plan. So that's my overall individual beliefs based off of historical facts that have happened and the omission to things in the evidence that we know that is there. There is a depopulation program, and I think that this fits into it perfectly. So check out that article. Then there's another one, International Man, about the economic collapse. Good read. Check that one out. Also, then there's two-thirds of people taking antidepressants may not have depression at all, and that the doctors are prescribing this by means of the pharmaceutical. Because believe me, think about what happens to a person that becomes dependent on any type of synthetic drug, especially an antidepressant one. What happens to them? They lose the ability to have control of their free will. They are totally confused and intoxicated through pharmaceutical inoculation. This is, you know, this is something that we really need to really know and discuss. These doctors are prescribing all of these darn antidepressants for children of all ages, telling them that they're telling parents that this is going to help them do better in school, and not knowing the after effects that these drugs have. And the thing about these drugs is that your body stores them within the fat and everything else. And this is, you know, this is so dangerous. Just because a doctor tells you to take it, you need to actually start to educate yourself on some things, and not just blindly have faith in them because they've been sponsored by any board or any so-called false authority. So check out that article, really good one. Then there's from Natural News, believing vaccinations are safe because Big Pharma says so is just as stupid as believing cigarettes are safe because Big Tobacco says so. Real good article, check that one out also. Then there was an article that came from the Business Insider. A new Chinese anti-ship ballistic missile is bad for U.S. aircraft carriers. And this is something that has been known about for a very long time, that China has these, they call carrier killers. So check out this article, really informative. And then there's a follow-up article from a retired U.S. Navy captain saying that basically the U.S. Navy's plan for modern-day warfare is outdated by over 20 years because they rely on aircraft carriers that can no longer effectively and efficiently do these jobs, and they're sending these things into harm's way, and this is all a part of the agenda, I believe. So, hey, check out those things. But, hey, today we're going to jump into our overall show, and today's show is going to be a very, very important one. Is NATO's Agenda 21, the breakdown, and we're going to have that with Brother Davis. Brother Davis is on the line, and we're going to talk about Agenda 21 and how it's being disguised. And let me tell you, Agenda 21 is the politically correct way for saying the New World Order, because they have now, they realize that people are game and up on the New World Order, so they had to do it in a very hidden and secret and concealing way to bring about the overall advent of the New World Order. And this is what they're doing it through Agenda 21 and other programs that are directly tied into Agenda 21. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation today, definitely give us a call. And the number is 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Then just hit star 6 to let me know that you have a question or a comment. Very, very important show today. Definitely, if you have friends and family that have no idea what Agenda 21 is and what it's all about, tell them to listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Now's the time to really chime in, because Brother Davis is going to be here, and he's going to really talk about this and totally dissect this for you, and to make you well aware of what's going on. This is probably going to be a series of things, and it's going to tie right into another subject that we have that Brother Braggs is going to bring us, that is going to be really, really shocking to you, and it all comes in together. So, hey, we got Brother Davis that's there. Let's check out this video real quick. Let me unmute Brother Davis. Scotty, let's play this video real quick. It's real quick. It's like 2 minutes, and it's just a real brief introduction to Agenda 21. So let's go into the video, then we're going to go right into Brother Davis.
If you haven't heard of either Agenda 21 or Sustainable Development, you soon will. The Pope's new encyclical has been called Agenda 21 on steroids, and he'll be giving the initial speech in September at the UN Conference on a New Sustainable Development Initiative. What this really is about isn't social justice or saving the planet, as promoters claim. Rather, it's about inventory and control of everyone and everything. It's communitarianism. Glenn Beck has said that those pushing government control on a global level have mastered the art of hiding it in plain sight and then just dismissing it as a joke by calling critics conspiracy theorists. But even the 2012 Republican National Committee platform stated, "We strongly reject the UN Agenda 21 as erosive of American sovereignty. It's hard to label them conspiracy buffs." At the 1992 Earth Summit in Rio, George Herbert Walker Bush signed on, then Clinton promoted it. This isn't a partisan issue, but an elite one. According to Democrats Against Agenda 21, one of the main problems it cites is the affluence of Americans, and a major component seeks to lower American living standards to redistribute wealth. It calls for doing away with all private property decisions by giving control to government. Individual rights are subordinate to community needs, with governing bodies determining those needs. And as fantastic as this sounds, it actually is aimed at reducing populations and removing people from huge tracts of land and packing them into islands of human habitation close to employment centers and transportation. The Wildlands Project, another component, describes how most of the land freed up will be set aside for wildlife. Rosa Corey, author of Behind the Green Mask, said that it's the action plan implemented worldwide to inventory and control all land, water, minerals, plants, animals, construction, means of production, energy, education, information, and people. It's already being introduced slowly by local planning commissions across the U.S. through deceptive means, such as regulating property until it's useless to owners. Apparently, this isn't fast enough for either the UN or the Pope. We hope you appreciated this video written by Georgianne Ryan. Please forward a copy to a friend. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Brother Davis coming at you, and I hope that you received everything in that two-minute video. They didn't go into the concept of genocide, which is also a part of the so-called 21st century agenda. Now, what I want you to understand is this. The United States just signed on to the 2030. You understand what I'm saying? 2030 agenda. So that means that this plan has been placed on steroids. When I say placed on steroids, if you've heard things like the New Redevelopment Commission, the Enterprise Zone, Community Compatible, these are terms used by these new facilitators. Now, the reason why I call them facilitators is because they have been trained, and that's the word they used for themselves. They have been trained to manipulate a community to see things their way. And if you notice, he used the term called communitarianism. Now, communitarianism is a philosophy that they have created in order to get the community to see themselves as a unit, when in reality, they're not a unit. A community consists of different families cohabitating in an area designed for multiple units to live. Okay? That's entirely different from the way they are designing this. They are designing the cities now to be expandable from the inside. Now, when I say expandable from the inside, I mean they're talking about building apartment buildings where you only have, and hear me clearly, you have 16 square feet to 32 square feet, and that's all you have to live with. President Obama has a bill before him right now that will limit reproduction of America, of Americans, to one child. Now, China implemented this, and it didn't work in China. Now, United States is implementing this. Understand this. Everything that's being done is being done in a manner in which makes you feel as though you're going to benefit by it. That's why they use the concept of green. They want you to see things ecologically. Well, that green literally fits into a statue called the three E's: economy, ecology, and equality. Now, that may seem like it's just words, but when you're talking to a mass group of people under duress, and understand how I said that, under duress, these become common values. And that's what they're creating. They're creating an environment in which the community can see the common value of their decisions that are pre-planned. Okay, so they come into the community that's under duress because, you know, naturally, though, unless your head has been in the ground, you know that the U.S. dollar is going to lose its reserve currency. Well, that is only the beginning, because the next tumbling block will be the United States petrodollar position. Now, here's what's unique about that. This economy here in America is literally a bubble, and it's been inflated to appear to be something it's not. When you have 42 or 43 million people relying on food stamps, and 32 to 35 million people relying on cash subsidies, you have created at least 50 to 70 million people who are relying on a system that, as soon as you snatch it away, will drop them and plunder an area of chaos. Now, why do I say plunder? Because you have to look at the avenues. Look at Medicaid. Look at all the people who are on Medicaid. That will stop. All the people who are on cash welfare, that will stop. All the people who are on food stamps, that will stop. And when these people cannot achieve a common value, when I say common value, I mean a way of sustaining their family and feeding their families, they will become very hostile. Now, they expect this. What we have planned for as preppers, they have designed to fit into their program. Because guess what? They expect there to be mass death. Now, when I say mass death, I mean there'll be people who will die because they can't get medicine. There'll be people who will die because of old age. There will be people who will die because they can't get food. And there will also be people who will die because of the implementation of martial law. This is all by design. Literally, this is genocide. They don't want to use that term, because when they use that term, the flags go up, and all over the world, people begin to see what their plan is about. Make no mistake, this is the elite that is moving the New World Order forward as fast as they can. Now, the reason why they're moving as fast as they can is because we are beginning to communicate. We are beginning to see that we are all victims of the same storm. If you notice lately in the news, you've been hearing the term race war. And the reason being is because they have already heightened a certain aspect of society to go out and get guns because of fear. Now, their fear is based on the illusion that they've already created about black men. Okay? Now, the reason why I say black men is because literally, when you create a boogeyman to Europeans, they see everything that resembles black men. Now, I know some of you are probably saying, oh, that's a little bizarre. But you think about Bigfoot, Sasquatch, they called him. He's replicas of black man. And that's in the wilderness. In the urban cities, when you see all of the drug busts, what do you see? Black men. When you hear about one-on-one murder, what do you see? Black men. Now, they never focus on the drugs in the community. You know why? Because black men don't ship drugs to America. Okay? They never focus on the weapon of destruction, because the weapon of destruction has a number on it that leaves a trail that leads out of the ghettos. And they don't want you to know where that trail goes, because a lot of this that is going on within the black community has been done by design. They have taken education. But one time we were 13th in the world, and I believe that was in 1970, 71. and they have literally dumbed down the populace through their educational systems and through confusing of the techniques of basic stuff like math and science. And if you heard about it, the new published literature books that I deal with history have even come up with a new name for slavery. And that was, I believe it was a positive immigration, where people literally enjoy being slaves. Well, guess what? The New World Agenda is enslavement. There has to be a certain degree of enslavement, because they don't want you to think, they want you to do. So what are they doing? They are attacking your communities right now, and they're setting up groups. The Congress introduced a bill called Senate Bill 1867. Now, that was designed to be a redevelopment bill. But in this bill, it has modeled statutes of the sustainable life, or sustainable quality of life. You're going to hear this word sustainable a lot, because they want you to think sustainable means long term. It does not mean long term. Sustainable means the illusion of. Just like communityism, it means the illusion of, but it takes away your rights. And the reason why it takes away your rights is because they want more control, and they want you to have less control. They have already used the Patriot Act and the NDAA to literally usurp the U.S. Constitution. So those of you who think that you have rights as an individual, then you need to examine the news over the last 7 to 10 months. When you look at the people who have been died because of common stops on the street, car infractions. So you made a left turn and you didn't put the turning signal on. Well, people die from that now. The people that are disappearing on the streets, and there's been immense disappearances that they haven't even put in the news. They have done this with this basic agenda in mind. The umbrella is Agenda 21. The avenues stem into many areas, because literally, you think about it, why would somebody support a company that makes a seed that can kill something and grow something simultaneously? That's an oxymoron. I know it seems strange, and you may not have looked at it that way, but that's what Monsanto has done. And Monsanto is one of the power brokers in the New World Order, or as they say, the Agenda 21. But this is nothing but a group of elitists who have decided that they have a right to control your life because you fit a terminology that they've given you, and you don't even know it. You see, to them, you are a useless eater. So a useless eater only absorbs the contents of America, meaning food, and they don't add to it. They literally have a carbon footprint that doesn't stop or eliminate carbon. It just adds to carbon. See, these people have gone as far as to design a philosophy to infiltrate your community and make it appear as though you chose them. Now, don't get me wrong. Under duress, many of you will choose them. Many of you will even become facilitators. Now, what does a facilitator mean? A facilitator may be someone moving into your community, or appointed in most cases. And the reason why they're appointed is because they have a built-in authority. Okay? Now, if he wants to change a community, he has community meetings. And in this community meetings, he has 5, 10, maybe 15 of his own people inside these meetings to be in various places to hear different conversations, of course. And the reason being is because they want to point out and pick out the groups that are not like-minded or do not think according to the path that they want them to travel. Because that way, they can set those people apart from the other people by fingering them. Now, I know that sounds kind of strange. So let me give you a quick synopsis, okay? You're in a group meeting, and all of a sudden they say, okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's pull it out, pencil in a piece of paper, and we'll make a line down the middle, and we'll say, put all the pros on one side and all the cons on the other side. And then these 50 people do that, and they hand their papers in. Well, right away, you tell them the perspective of thought process that you have. But not only do you do that, they can look and see who are like-minded and know that these people would probably gravitate to each other. So what do? They finger them. They single them out. Okay, they come into the community and say, we want to buy every home here, and we're going to offer you a reasonable rate, but we're not going to pay you till we put you into an apartment that is conducive to your way of life. Understand how they said that? To your way of life. But yet, when they implement this process, it has nothing to do with your way of life. It's the way of life they have selected. You have no power. You will rely on the system to help you by hiring you to work. And if you're that fortunate and have a job and have some income, you become what is considered to be an asset. And now, what does an asset mean? Well, anyone who deals with finance or accounting knows that an asset adds to the ability to pay taxes, adds to the perpetuation of the total idea of controlling and developing the community the way they want to. So now, how would they go about that? Well, what they'll do in these meetings, after they collect your papers, is they will see who thinks what. Oh, here's a business owner. So he's, chances are, he's not going to understand this community operation because he's used to being able to look at a profit and loss sheet on a daily basis. So we really want to target him. Oh, down here, this person here is an entrepreneur. So he's never going to have the same concept we had, because literally we want a communicable concept, and they want a concept in which capitalism has a prominent role, because it allows him to make money on a level which is conducive to the product that he sells. All right. In the meantime, the clash comes in when they say, okay, we got to point these people out as being different, separate. And as you point them out being different and separate, then you begin to realize that now they want you to see that as the bad guy and you as the good guy. Now, the sad part about that there is that you may not really know who this person is personally, but in reality, this person may be speaking out about a point that is of your personal interest. But because they've already selected who they are, they've already pinpointed them out and said, oh, he doesn't think like us. He isn't thinking in terms of what is best for the community. They label him right away. So even if you feel the same way that he feels, they'll say, listen, he doesn't fit into the group. And now, since he doesn't fit into the group, he's going to start tearing the group apart. Well, even if you think the same way, you won't want to be labeled. This is called the Delphi technique. Now, the Delphi technique is designed to get groups of people to think according to the line of thought of the facilitator. And as he goes back into his room and he gets with his people, well, his people who've already been in the assembly is coming back telling him, you got a problem here, you got a problem here. Focus on this guy. Just make this guy look bad. This way, the facilitator keeps the good old boy position. Oh, he's a kind gentleman. See, because most people don't want to attack the kind gentleman. The sad part about it is this will work in many communities. And the reason being is because when a community is under duress, anyone that offers them any kind of assurance, not reassurance, assurance, an assurance may just be a meal. You understand what I'm saying? They're going to be subject to what that facilitator has to offer. And this is where we have to focus our questioning. And the reason why I say focus our questioning is because they're coming to us. But we have to be focused on what we have to work with and what we're trying to achieve. So we got to write our questions down. So when we ask the question that they don't want to answer, they don't take us for a 2 or 3 minute oracle and never answer the question, because that's what they're designed to do. And when they do that, we have to have other people to come back and say, you didn't answer the question. If it's always the same person, all they'll do is vilify that one person. But if there are a group of people who diversely split themselves up in the group and they focus on the same questions, you can literally subdue the whole group by getting them to focus on what you at one time had rights to. And the reason why they can't debunk you is because if the facilitator does that, then he's no longer the good, nice guy. He literally starts to look like a bad guy to the community. Because if the community is aware that we can't do what we want to do, because we need a certain amount of them working so we can use their tax dollars to implement this. Okay? Now, understand this. In the community, there are certain things you can and cannot have. Now, to give you an understanding of that, if those of you who have purchased homes and you have a home committee, and the home committees decide what you can and can grow on your property.
Is hold it on time second, for a break? Second. Brother, yeah, time for a break. Hold on, because this is just too amazing. Hey, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, Brother Davis is going to continue on introducing and breaking down Agenda 21, NATO's Agenda 21. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And Brother Davis is breaking down NATO's Agenda 21, and believe me, this is one that you definitely want to have. Brother Davis, we have a hold on to your spot right now, but we have a caller that has a question. Could you take a call real quick, or you want to keep going?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Let's address the calls, because I don't like to keep them waiting. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your question or comment that you have for Brother Davis?
This is Mike. I'm calling from Indiana. I wanted to ask him, everything he's talking about is on point. But I want to say that what he's talking about, I can only speak for myself. In Indiana, we in this situation right now. People are coming up missing. People are losing their property. And when you speak out, you are targeted. So what a person to kind of see this stuff, what should they do? Because I understand what you're saying, but people are getting targeted here or coming up missing. And when I say come up missing, I'm saying they're not found again. I mean, this what you're talking about is so deep. It's like it's really nothing to play with. And I need true answers, because I feel that I need to stop talking and quit getting around these people. And the people I'm talking about are your preachers and your politicians. I mean, if you mention their name, you will come up missing. And I take your answer off there. Thank you.
Okay, that's a perfect question. A perfect question at this particular time, because I was going into home ownership. But let me tell you this. In a community, you have a police force that have technology that when they ride through that city, every car that they pass, their license plate tells them everything about that person who owns that car. So they know when someone is new in the community. They know when there's someone in the community who is speaking out against what their plans are. You are literally, if you remember last night, the brother talked about surveillance, you are under surveillance. So now let's look at it from the perspective of what can be done. Because in reality, when people come up missing, it ain't something that they did out of line. They have been targeted. And when they target these people, literally, the NDNA, which you have to take the time to read, gives them the right to lock people up for a limited amount of time without notifying anybody. You understand that? Let me repeat it. They have the right to lock people up for a limited amount of time without notifying anybody. So in the meantime, those who publicly disappear, like in the shootings, the deaths like Sarah Bland, like the brother who just died, who was, well, I think they tortured him by giving him shock to his testicles. Literally, these become crimes that have laws designed for them to get away with it. So, understand that when you step out and say that you are a fighter for the truth or for the people, you literally make yourself a target. And in doing so, you have to open yourself up to a whole group of, you have opened yourself up to a whole group of, observation by those groups that are right in your community. Now, understand this. Everybody has a police force. So that police force allows those people who literally are being victimized to be followed without their consent or without them even knowing. But what we have to do is to organize ourselves in groups and do things together. Because as long as we're separated, we become the victims of our circumstance. I also want to point out to this, that don't think for a minute that we as a group of people who literally communalize ourselves don't have a chance. Because we have been talking about getting groups together in reference to prepping. Well, these same groups could come into play in our present circumstance with the world being as it is. Because if we do things in groups, literally, we magnify their problem. And in magnifying their problem, we have a better chance on achieving the result that we seek. Understand this. By no means have they come in here thinking that there's no way that they can be stopped. They know they can be, but can we organize ourselves enough so that we have enough community to be able to look out for each other and hang out with each other? And understand how I said that. If you're going to the grocery store and you're husband can't go, or your neighbor can't go, then maybe two or three neighbors should go at once, because that makes that person who is the target harder. It's called hard targeting. And the sad part about it is we have to consider that as part of the combat in this circumstance. Another thing I want to point out, the homeowners associations have designed their programs so that as you move in, they could take the profit that they make from your dues, but they can do. So they literally take the rights away from you as a homeowner to do some basic things. Now, I know for a fact there are some people out there who would say, well, you know, I'd like to have a garden in my backyard. But it's against the home ownership rules of the homeowner association. That's by design. Because literally, you're being attacked on a local level. And this is how their plan is implemented, on the local level. And these groups that spanned out, and I'm quite sure you heard of the Redevelopment Authority, the Enterprise Zone, Make America Great. You have to understand they get their orders from what's called the American Planning Organization or the American Planning Commission. These are the people who are setting the standards to usurp your control over your own property. And we have to look at this from the standpoint on the local level, because we can elect politicians who are against this. And when we elect those politicians, we hold their feet to the fire so that when those bills come before them, they will vote against them, giving us more leverage as citizens in order to be able to go out here and exercise a right that they're trying to take away from us. We must understand that we are at war. And we're not at war with strangers. We're at war with our government, our local, our state, and our federal, if we don't take a participatory, and understand, let me say that again, a participatory position in the growth of our communities. And when I say the growth of our communities, I mean when you see them do things like cut back the streets. And they say, for what? Because they want a bike lane. Well, most of the people aren't on bikes. So why would you cut back the street for a bike lane? Look at the street. If the street is a major thoroughfare of the city, then you literally need to focus on how you can get in and out of the city, especially if they're cutting down those paths to it. Look at how the zoning commissions are zoning now. If you could now put 5- and 6-story buildings where you could only at one time put 2-story buildings, they're planning on putting in a certain degree of development to meet their standard. Now, they'll tell you, once again, they'll tell you, we're going to use eminent domain to take your property, but we will not leave you out. We will put you in an adequate and somewhat equal facility. But in reality, they will not. What they do is they have placed pillar, when I say pillar, I mean pillbox pillar. Pillar is a building with pillbox-sized apartments, and those will be what you will be living in. And the reason being is because they will use the term, we want to shorten your carbon footprint. Literally, there now has nothing to do with your carbon footprint. Oh, by the way, pretty soon you'll see a bill coming down the line where you cannot own a car, or said I say a car pre-2015. Now, the reason being is because it leaves a greater carbon footprint, and we want the world to be green. That is a part of the plan. They want to take your ability to be communal. They don't want you driving. And the reason why they don't want you driving is because, therefore, you might think independently, and they don't want you thinking independently. If you look at your school system in your city, and your state, and your school system is in the budget at less money than the prison industrial complex, you have been targeted. And that's every state in the union. So understand that for those of you who are just waking up to this, that this is something that's just happened. And if you think that you're separate and it's not happening to you or your country, your state, then what you need to do is go to your state's budget and you look and you see where the dollars are. And you'll see that they're investing more in prison industrial complex than they are in education. Now, there's a reason for that also, because this plan doesn't have any loose ends. You have to understand, this is an agenda for the world. Each country has a NATO Agenda 21. And the reason why they have them is because the elite have made this look and appear as though this is what will save the world. But that is a lie, because for those of you who are in the know, Fukushima is still blowing radioactive water in the oceans daily. Whales are being beached. They're beaching themselves just to get away from the chemicals in the water. See, there's no way at the stage that we are at right now that the elite is going to save America. Humanity will not save the world, because it's incapable of saving the world. And we have to accept that. And in accepting that, we have to fight for the right to bring to the forefront the free-thinking ideas and incorporating the new technologies in order for us to make a difference and reverse what has happened cosmologically to the world. And they want you to believe that this 21st century agenda is the key. It is not the key. This is nothing but a bunch of elitists who have decided who has what rights, like they have the right to make that decision. So, the brother who called about from Indiana, I hope that I've been able to clear it up. Understand, if you're going to do things and you mention these people and you know the names, then you need to set up committees in that community in which you people do things in groups of 2, 3, 5, 7, but always be a hard target. Because when you allow yourself to go out and be victimized, then you will be victimized. Because their technology, as I said, is state of the art. And every time you pass a police car, that police car gets your license plate, your everything on the license plate, your expiration date, when it's supposed to be renewed, who you are, where you live. That is because that technology is what's called surveillance. And one of the things that we do not have working for us is surveillance, unless we take it upon ourselves as a community to inform the other rest of the people in the community when police come into our community. Because they are no longer there to serve and protect. They are there to seek, steal, kill, and destroy. Moving on, in the basic level of, say, a county, if you look, you'll see things like the Redevelopment Commission or the Redevelopment Authorities, if you go in and talk to them and say, what is your plan? They don't have a plan. What they're going to tell you is that we work in unison with the community. And the reason why is because they want you to think that this is a community decision. Once again, we come back to communitarianism. Okay, he who fits and he who does not fit. What we must understand is this, that our community only remains strong when we take the proper measures to keep it that way. What are the proper measures? Well, first of all, we got to go back to old school. We got to start looking out for each other. We got to start looking at to know whose kids are whose. We got to start going to the schools and demanding those school systems who literally are taking transcripts of information and teaching our children. You got to go, you know, if you go to school now and you go with a concept of simple math and you look at the math that they're doing today, the world's apart. And the reason why the world's apart is because they don't serve the purpose of the community. They serve the purpose of the elite. They're literally writing the new math to be confusing. Go to your child. Anyone from the third grade to the seventh grade, they're getting a math that when you see it, simple math that they taught you in high school is sufficient. But the way they do it, they take the sufficiency out of it and they add confusion. So by the time the child is able to understand and do the math, it changes. These are the tools that they're using in our community on us. They have another bill now that's about the initiation of the indoctrinated services. Indoctrinated services meaning getting shots. So they want vaccinations to be a part of this because you have to understand this is genocide. I say it very clearly because I want you to see it for what it is. These flu shots in the community, the people getting the flu are the people getting the flu shot. Does that make sense? So what if there's something else in there they're not telling you about? Well, you already heard about what the MMR shot does to young black males. There's a portion of them that have become autistic. So that's a fear factor for us. I don't know about you. So in turn, we have to set up our defenses through the local government arena. We need to go in and we need to discuss with these people that are running for political office about these very issues. Are you familiar with Agenda 21? Are you a part of Agenda 21? Give me your plan for if you get in office. And the redevelopment commissions, we need to go into them and say, why develop it this way? What is the purpose behind it? And who does it serve? These are questions that we have to bring to the forefront because that brings clarity to our part of the process.
Can you hear me?
We are going to be victimized.
Hello?
Because we walk around and fit their title as useless speeders when you don't ask questions. When a country has literally dismantled the very thing that made it strong, then it is not the country doing it. Even your government is being controlled. So you have to literally, you should be asking these people running for political office, are they a part of the 21st century agenda? And if not, what makes it convince me that you're not? I haven't even gotten to the level of law. And the reason why I haven't gotten to the level of law is because I wanted to bring clarity to another aspect. It's called the private-public cooperative. Now, that's when private institutions are working with the public using government funds. Well, literally, if you don't know, that's the prison industrial complex. That's right. They're building prisons. And they're not building a few prisons. They're building prisons everywhere. If you don't know, let me give you some understanding. They put $45,000 to keep a person locked up. Then they would, that $45,000 would better serve if they was using it to educate in the inner cities. But the inner cities would literally develop independent thinkers. They don't want independent thinkers. I teach my grandchildren about different aspects of thinking independently now, because there's going to come a time when they say, okay, line up, go to the door and go through that office over there. Well, what's in the office? Well, you're going to be given a shot. Okay. I tell them, when you get out that door, you run for the front door, then you run home, because they don't have a right to inoculate you with anything without your parents' permission or being there. And the reason why we have to teach our children this is because their plan is diabolical. Our plan is based on love. And the reason why it has to be based on love is because we are all we got. Even in the fury of our anger, we must still find poise for our families. And the reason being is because although there may not be understanding, there can be a neutral corner. Neutral corners mean people have a chance to rethink their thought process and come back maybe from another angle. They don't want that, because that means that you have a right of independent thought. They don't want independent thought. I also want to focus on the reality of the prison industrial complex. For you who don't know, they plot our children, especially our young men. If a young man cannot read on the third grade level, by the time he reaches the fourth grade, he's already been thinned. So we have to take the time to teach our children to read, because reading opens their door to their understanding. And we have to do this immediately, because soon, now when I say soon, it won't be like tomorrow, but I don't know if it'll be in the next year, the next 2 years, the next 3 years, they will be getting rid of books. And the reason why they will be getting rid of books is for the same reason Hitler got rid of books. Oh, by the way, did I tell you that literally some of the things that they're doing have been taken out of Hitler's playbook? Absolutely. This is a certain degree of Nazism being practiced right here all around the world in every country. And see, what you must understand is we are one of the more intelligent countries. We're not the most intelligent, but we are one of the more intelligent countries. We have a very high standard of living that is all about to deteriorate at once, because they must put you in a frame of mind to be submissive as well as being subservient. And once you're there, then they know that you will do anything you can to get even a glass of water. As time develops, you will find that the system is placing us in a state of anarchy, which we will be at each other's throat if we don't start organizing now. It won't be the government knocking at your door that you'll have to fear. It'll be your neighbor. That's why it is so important that I reiterate again, we must become more communal so that we can know who our neighbors are. They can communicate with us through different signs, maybe sounds, but to let us know what's on the other side of that door before we look. Because even looking through a peephole can be a death wish in a country in which everybody will do anything they can for the resources that you may have or you may not have. So, in building, I'm leading up to a more powerful understanding of the structuring in our communities, and the reason being is because I want you to understand this, that every time someone does not take the time to look closer, someone else is doing something they have no business doing in your community. Now, I told you the police ride to the communities all the time. They know who lives there. They know who drives what. Then even I can even go as far as to say they know who got the bad kids and who don't got the bad kids. They are preparing themselves for something greater than you would suspect, or I would suspect, but it's happening. Are we ready to go to a commercial, Dave?
No, you feel good.
Okay.
You have
what I want you to do?
5 minutes. Yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay. What I want you to do is in the next hour is to have a pencil and a piece of paper. Now, the reason why is because I'm going to give you different groups in your communities that you can literally check and see if I'm telling you the truth. And then if you're really bold, you can go into that community and go into that facility and ask them. They're not going to tell you the truth, but from the information that I'm about to give you, you're going to be able to determine that. And in determining that, then you can be able to make a decision based on a knowledgeable person. And when I say a knowledgeable person, it's because a lot of people who are lost, they don't know they're lost. And the sad part about that there is that they are the victims of their own inability to think, to read, to do the basic necessities to open up doors to their knowledge. And that's what I want to do. The next hour, I want to give you names of organizations. I want to give you strategies. I want to give you techniques. I want to give you the ability to go into a meeting, spot what the agenda is, look at how it's going to affect your community, not only as an individual, but as a group and as a whole community. You'll be able to wage what your positives are and what your negatives are and make a decision accordingly. Because those people who cannot go into their local communities and do these things are already been victimized. The plan is in play. This isn't something that's just happening in your community. You heard a brother call in from Indiana. If it's happening there, and it's happening other places, it just hasn't hit you in the face yet. But it will, because it's designed to do that. And that's why we're taking the time out to give you an understanding of this, because this is real. This ain't something that we're talking about that may happen in 10 years. This is happening now. I look out in the areas in which I live, there's a whole lot of redevelopment going on. And you know what? I don't see any black employees. Now, it's interesting. That may not seem to be much to you, but this is a predominantly black community. And yet, most of the people working in the street are Latino. Now, I don't hold nothing against my Latino brothers, because this isn't in their face yet. But when it does, they'll get a wake-up call. You see, they're going to go with the people who will do the job the best they can to meet the standard at the minimal amount of cost. And right now, bidding and underbidding is at all-time high. I do it all the time. I mean, I'm in the transportation field. If somebody wants to charge $2 a mile, I can do it for $1.85. See what I'm saying? That's called bidding. So in that process, the redevelopment authorities have already preconceived or pre-selected those people they want. And the reason why they do that is because they want to build into your community divisions. What works better than divide and conquer? They have thought this thing through very thoroughly. And I can't say it enough. They have designed this to work. But we are what they fear. Knowledgeable people who have the ability to organize to a better result. And when I say to a better result, to be able to use some of these very same things that I'm going to talk about in the next hour that they're using against them. And they know it. So they're going to look for those people who are conscious enough to be able to bring those things to the forefront in a manner in which they're not alone. Because see, when you do it by yourself, they can pick you out as the bad apple. But if you do it in a group, and 7 or 8 people have the same opinion, then you literally curve the masses of people, because not one person is thinking the same way. And that is the tool to defeat this, for them to see that not one person is thinking the same way. And look, we can change this. We can change this, but we have to start now. And if we start now, the best part about that is that we'll have fruit from our works. We'll have fruit from our works almost immediately. And that is the blessing of it. And for those of you who don't understand, the time is now. There's no break. There's no point at which you could say, well, maybe I'll wait till somebody else do it. No. You have to take control. You have to go to the local meetings. You have to be at the PTA. You have to listen to see what the agenda is being set for the school year. You have to look at the state budget and say, why does the prison industrial complex have more percentage of the budget than the educational system? And look for a civil answer. Because I'm going to tell you something. Those guns that come in our community are not always bought in by the people that get skilled from them.
You ever notice they don't do a follow-up on the gun? They don't do a follow-up on the drug? They know what they're doing. Was this time for a break?
Yep, it's time for a break. Hey, listen, everyone, definitely, if you have a question or comment, definitely get in on the conversation today. Today we're talking about NATO's Agenda 21, and Brother Davis is breaking it down. So give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61, and I will see that you're there, and then we'll bring you up for your question or comment for Brother Davis. We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. with Brother Davis, is on the line today, and he's talking about and informing us and breaking down NATO's Agenda 21, which is so relevant, and it's not something that is in the works. It's been in the works for hundreds of years, and it's actually being implemented because they do it at the time that's appropriate for the moments that we live in. And Agenda 21 has been around and has been evolving, but the speeding up of it is now becoming blatant. They're blatantly putting this in front of you because they want you to surrender your free will. And Brother Davis is going over the events, and hopefully you have the pieces of paper in hand so that Brother Davis is going to give you some information on how you can check this out for yourself. And we always believe, you know, the journey that you put yourself on is the most important one. And this is one that I think that really should garner a lot of our attention and our focus, because it's our very physical lives that we're fighting for. And believe me, it does have a way to move and cross-pollinate into our spiritual eternity. So make sure that you are who you're supposed to be at every course in life. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and just hit *61, and I will see you there. And we're getting ready to go back to Brother Davis. Hey, Scotty, take the week off. You need to, bro. So, okay, we're going to go back to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, Brother Davis, breaking it down so well, and you know, I just want to say one thing quickly for the brother that called and asked about, you know, what can he do. Let me tell you, we are in a war, and Brother Davis and Scotty, you know, tell you this all the time. We are in a war, and the thing about being in a war, and this is one that it has a battlefield that actually causes the loss of human lives and has casualties. The key to this is that you have to be obligated, and you have to be committed to your overall free will in eviction to the point of death. How can they kill you when they haven't given you life? That's one of the first things that you have to take out. They can't kill you because they didn't give you life. So now stand up for who you are, regardless of what their threats are. Let nothing that fears you move you. Let's get back to Brother Davis.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I wanted to take this time to point out some different organizations. One of the organizations I wanted to point out to you was the American Policy Center. Now, the president of the American Policy Center is Tom DeWeese. Listen to what it says. Tom DeWeese is one of the nation's leading advocates of individual liberties, free enterprise, public and private rights, private property, back to basic education, and American sovereignty and independence. Does that cover everything we've been talking about? They understand what they're doing. And the reason why is because the average person is going to look at that and say, oh, wow, he's my kind of guy. Well, he's not. He's there for your destruction. He's there to implement a plan called the 3 E's. And the 3 E's are environmental, economical, and equality. You see, they want you to think that you're equal to each other. So they'll use that term. They'll use environmental because of the impact. Okay? Everything that's developed has an environmental impact. And that environmental impact is what they think, or they want to sell to you as being on the highest order. But literally, it's not. It's just a tool they use to manipulate you. And the sad part about it is economic equality is a concept or an idea of fairness. But we know that that doesn't exist in America. But understand how to use it. They use it in environmental too, environmental economics. It's a subfield of economics that is concerned with environmental issues. Quoting from the National Business and Environmental Research Environmental Economics Program. Well, the economics of the environment, well, that's telling you they're going to control farmers. They're going to control landowners. They want to control homeowners. And this is all talking about the so-called ecological economy. Now, understand how I'm saying this, because you're going to hear these terms. And if you don't have the ability to break these terms down, they're going to sound as though, well, maybe that's an effective way. It's not an effective way. It's a terminology that you can't understand. But if you tell them you can't understand it, you will give them the ability to open doors. You know why? Because they think you're dumb. Well, see, sometimes when people think you're dumb, that's not a bad thing. In 2015, they passed the Assembly Bill 21. Assembly Bill 21 is an act related to the state's finances and appropriations constituting executive budgets and legislative acts. So now, what does that tell you? That tells you that they have a certain degree of superiority over the tax base. And they're telling you that they're going to leverage it to meet their needs, not your needs. I mean, you're only the citizen. They have what's called a general plan for local lands. They have what's called a sustainable community strategy. Now, listen to these terms carefully. These are the terms you will hear. And they will turn it up by saying, we're going to come with basics of the SBA 375. Well, the SBA 375 is Chapter 728 of the statutes. It was written in 2008. You don't know that. It was direct from the California Air Resources Board and set regional targets to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The new law establishes a bottom-line approach to ensuring that cities, counties are involved in the development of regional plans to achieve these targets. I'm reading to you from these programs. This is the Institute of Local Government. They have this stuff designed in to make those who do look like a fool. Because that's what they want. They're wanting that. They're wanting that because they're going to have to get in front of groups and talk with this authoritative tone and literally be putting you in a position of defense. That's by design, my brothers and sisters. We're at war. I can't state that enough because literally these people have come in with a plan already now. I've already told you two major players. I told you the American Institute on Policy. I told you the Institute on Local Government. And I told you some of the terms that they're going to use. And the reason why they're going to use these terms is because they sound appropriate. I told you about the Assembly Bill 21. I hope you guys are writing this stuff down. Because if you are, then you can go through it yourself and read it and find out that you got a lot of work to do. Not just you, we got a lot of work to do. But we can do it. But we got to take our time. First of all, prepare our plan and then work our plan. And this is why we're doing this now. This is the biggest form. I told you about these Delphi techniques, okay? And these are the techniques they're going to use in all of these forms. Because they're, like I said, they're paid for facilitators. And their plan is to go in and convince a community of people that they're giving you an education that you would not ordinarily get, and that they don't want you to understand that it is of the New World Order. They're educating the New World Order. This is a book by Beverly Eckman that makes numerous references to the needs of those in power to preserve the illusion that there's a community participation in decisions-making process, while in fact, lay citizens are being squeezed out. I'm reading it straight out to you. I mean, at this stage of the game, I want you to know just how serious this is. Okay? Now, this came from the Eagle Forum on Education and Reporters. And this talks about the Delphi technique to achieve consensus. Now, I know that's a lot to run together, so let me break it down to you. The Delphi technique is a consensus building are both founded in the same principles as the Higgins dialect, a thesis, an antithesis, and synthesis, which becomes the new thesis. The goal is to continually evolve to a oneness of mind. You hear that? They have a plan in place. This is psychology here. All participants in the process are then to accept ownership of the new thesis and support it, changing their views to align with the new thesis through the continual process of evolution. Oneness of mind will supposedly occur. In group settings, the Delphi technique is an authentic method of achieving consensus in a controversial topic. It requires well-trained professionals known as facilitators to change agents. Okay? Now, I'm sorry. Facilitators or change agents, which deliberately escalate tensions amongst groups, members pitting one faction against another to make the preordained viewpoint appear sensible, while making opposing views appear ridiculous. So if you own your house and you want a garden in your backyard because you literally want to feed your family, you shouldn't have a right to that garden because your neighbor doesn't have a garden. Now, did that neighbor ever knock on your door and say, you know, I like your garden and I see you feeding your family. Can you help me do the same thing in my backyard? Because if he does that, literally, that neighbor will say, well, of course, because that takes less pressure off him if there's two gardens instead of one. You see, that's called independent thinking. But if you hear what they're saying here, through continued process of evolution, oneness of mind will supposedly occur. They're doing this on purpose. Now, and further educating you, and I'm going to tell you something. This year, you can get yourself. And I'm going to get with Dave a little later, and I'm going to tell him where this is at to see if we can find a way to mount this on Facebook. Check this out. The setting or type of groups is immaterial to the success of the technique. The point is that when people are in groups, that they tend to share the particular knowledge based that they display concerning certain identifiable characters, known as group dynamics, which always allow the facilitator to apply the basic strategy. You see, so they're putting their strategy together before the meeting even happens, because they have to go through the group, like I said earlier. They have to find those people who are going to be contrary to their viewpoint, and they have to be able to point them out. And check this out. Suddenly, the imitable facilitator becomes a professional agitator and a devil's advocate. Using the divide and conquer principle, they manipulate one's opinion against another, making those who are out of step or appear out of step to also appear ridiculous. Unknowledgeably inarticulate or dogmatic individuals, they attempt to anger certain participants, thereby accelerating tension. The facilitators are well trained in psychological manipulation. They are able to predict and react to each and every member in the group. Individuals in opposed to the desired policy or the program will be shut out. Now, let me pause here for a minute. Now, out in California, there was a major meeting going on about the school board. I'm not sure whether it was the school board. Well, I'm pretty sure it was the school board. But literally, they were bringing policies in, but would not let the public even know what those policies were. And then they announced, oh, several months later, oh, by the way, we will be teaching sexual debauchery to your children in the fourth grade. Oh, yeah, we want them to know how to have anal and oral sex. You see, their plan is alive and well. Let me move on. The Delphi technique works and is very effective with parents, teachers, and school students and community groups that targets rarely or if ever, realizing that they are being manipulated. You know what that means? They don't even realize they're targeting and being manipulated because they see themselves as facilitators. You hear what it says? Parents, teachers, and school students and community groups. So if I come to your group and say your group is parents concerning about good education, and I say, you know what, I agree with your concern with a good education, but what I think is that maybe we should teach more of a European-oriented education. That way, the math and the science will be based on the concepts of Einstein. Well, that sounds good. But in reality, what they present to the group, they don't give you an understanding of. And if you're not the type of person that says, as I said before, stay on point with your questions. What is being taught? Well, we're teaching in a way that will enhance one's ability to be able to grasp a problem and take that problem to the next level so that they can bring clarity to everyone who sees the problem. No. You didn't answer my question. You see what I'm saying? We have to be able to identify these techniques because these are the techniques that you will face in these meetings. And the facilitator must sound knowledgeable because who's going to believe somebody who doesn't sound like they know what they're doing? Okay? The newspapers and the editorials describe how a group of disenfranchised citizens were brought together to discuss what they felt was needed to be changed in a local government level. The compliance of the outcome of those discussions influenced the writing of the city and county charters. Okay? That sounds inconspicuous. But what actually happened was in Spokane, Washington, is happening in a community that the school district all across the country let the reviews of this process that occurred in this meeting several times. See, first, a facilitator is hired. While his job is supposed to neutralize the non-judgmental, the opposite is actually true. The facilitator is there to direct the meeting to a preconceived conclusion. See, so when you see, well, we have this meeting and we appointed Mr. So-and-so to direct us to understanding the planning process. No, it's already preconceived. You see, the facilitator begins by working the crowd to establish a good guy, bad guy scenario. Anyone disagreeing with the facilitator must be made to appear as the bad guy, with the facilitator appearing as the good guy. To accomplish this, the facilitator seeks out those who disagree or make them look foolish, inept, or aggressive, which sends a clear message to the rest of the audience that if they don't want the same treatment, they must keep quiet. When the opposition has been identified and alienated, the facilitator becomes the big guy, a friend, and the agenda and the direction of the meeting are established without the audience ever realizing what has happened. I couldn't make this stuff up, y'all. This is textbook, and they are serious, and we are at war, okay? And check this out. Next, the attendees are broken up into smaller groups of 7 and 8. Each group has its own facilitator. The group facilitator steers participants to discuss preset issues, employing the same tactics as the lead facilitator. Participants are encouraged to put their ideas and disagreements on paper, with the results to be compiled later. Who does the compiling? The facilitator. If you ask the participants, you typically hear those running the meeting comply to the results. The next question is, how do you know what you wrote or your sheet of paper was even incorporated into the final outcome? The typical answer is, well, we wondered about that because what I wrote doesn't seem to be in line or reflect. I guess my views were in the so-called the minority. And see, they'll use that term. And the reason why they'll use that term is because those who are insightful knows minority means loser. Loss. That's why I tell people never call yourself a minority. But that's what it means. Okay. This is the crux of the situation. If 50 people write down their ideas individually to be compiled later in the final outcome, no one with anyone else has written the final outcome except the facilitator. The input of all the highly questionable, and the same holds true with the facilitator's records, the group's comments on paper, be participating in part of this type of meeting usually doesn't mean anything because it doesn't go along to the process. It doesn't fit the outcome. So we have to understand that when we put ourselves in this situation, we must be prepared. So, I told you how they're going to present these things on the local level, on the state level, and on the federal level. Now, and I told you the techniques they're going to use in order for them to get their point across for a community consensus. Now, we're going to go into how to diffuse this technique. It only requires three steps. Three steps can diffuse the Delphi technique as facilitators attempt to steer meetings in a specific direction. Always be charming, courteous, and pleasant. Smile. Moderate your voice so as not to come across as belligerent or aggressive. Stay focused. If possible, jot down your thoughts or questions. When the facilitator asks questions, they don't want answers. They often want you to agree. They don't want disagreement from the issues that arise or try to instead to put the question on the defense. Do not fall for that tactic. Courtesy brings the facilitator back to his original question. If he rephrases it so that it becomes an actuary statement, an accusatory statement. A popular technique, because if they do, it sounds, no, what are you saying? See, all of a sudden it's accusatory. Simply say, that is not what I asked. What I asked was, and then repeat your question. You see, we can do this. I'm telling y'all, we can do this, all right? And then, be persistent. If he's putting you on the defense, it doesn't work. Facilitators often restore a long monologue to drag on for several minutes. During that time, the group usually forgets the question that was asked, which is the intent of the facilitator's finish. Then, with a polite, persistent state, but you didn't answer my question. My question was, and then repeat your question. You see, we cannot allow them to press a button that is going to agitate someone else to cause something else. Because when we allow that, then they can label us something else. And the reason why I say that is because as we go down, and I'm looking a little ahead, it says, never become angry or under any circumstances. Argue directly with the facilitator. Because you will immediately be marked as the facilitator will easily be marked as the victim. This defeats the purpose. The goal of the facilitator is to make the majority of the group members like them and to be alienate that one who speaks out and oppose. And he shows them to be a threat to realizing what their true agenda is. See, they don't want the people to know what they're doing. So when you stay persistent and on point without any aggression, they have to answer your question because everybody's looking at them, okay? The facilitator loses face and favor with the crowd if he argues. This is why the crowd is broken up into groups of 7 or 8 people and why objections are written on paper rather than voiced loud, where they can be openly to the public and literally debated. This is called crowd control. See, we can do this. And the reason why I say we can do this is because there are many of us and a few of them. And when you look at the size of the city you're in, even if they have 4 or 5 different organizations with one idea, you have all the people in the city that you have to go and plant this seed in and say, here, let me show you. Here, let me show you. The purpose of the facilitator is to establish a plan of action before the meeting. Everyone on your team should know this. They should know their parts. They should literally have the same questions. You understand what I'm saying? We should be analyzing the answers. Because if they give you an answer that doesn't answer the question, you have to bring it back to their attention. The popular tactic of a facilitator, if a session or a meeting is resisted, is to call a recess. And that sample there. During the recess, the facilitator and his spotters, remember I told you they're going to have people walking all around the room. His spotters, people who observe the crowd during the course of the meeting, watch the crowd to see who congregates where, especially those who have offered resistance. If the resistors congregate in one place, a spotter will gravitate to that group, join in on the conversation, reporting what they have heard said to the facilitator. When the meeting resumes, the facilitator will steer clear of the resistors. Do not congregate. Instead, gravitate to where the facilitators or spotters are. Stay away from your team members. This strategy also works in face-to-face and one-on-one meetings with anyone trained in the Delphi technique. So, I have given you the Delphi technique, and I have given you the way to defeat the Delphi technique. Because in reality, they're not going to stop. But you can control on the local level how your tax dollars go. Excuse me, and that's what they're looking for. They're looking for your tax dollars. There are several things that work out to our advantage. One of the things that work out to our advantage is if we try to keep the meetings as public as possible. So, yeah, do invite the media. Now, hey, the media is probably advised to stay away. And if they are, you'll know that too. Because you have to understand, these become arms of achievement of what you're trying to achieve. But a lot of times, the media has already been told up front, don't come to this meeting. But also, the police department has been told up front, we want you at this meeting. Because how else can they control those people that they don't want the media? And they do want to control them. Now, I've given you a lot of information on just the organization umbrella, what we can do and how we can tackle it on the local level. There's a lot of areas that I want to cover, but I really can't cover because I'm still doing due diligence on them. And one of them is the genocide. And I hit on that real quick because I want you to understand that depopulation is a part of this. Another one of them is the prison industrial complex because I want you to understand that becomes a force of work. So if they literally can give position to someone in prison, they make that appear to be good. I mean, you look at them, you read your papers that speak on changes, and some of them write it up like, oh, yeah, this person couldn't find a job in the street, but he went to prison, and over the year, he made $140, and he sent it back to his ex for child support. $140 for a year, working 8 hours a day? What was he making, $8 a day? You see, we have to do our due diligence. Because if we do not, we victimize not only ourselves, but our children and our children's children. Because guess what? For those of you who are over 60, they only see the workforce to go from 20 to 40.
Yep.
And they just passed a law that gives you a right to suicide. Okay, that doesn't seem bad if you're terminally ill or something. But what if they, at the end, have in their bill, which they do, upon the right of the government? Well, you're not talking about local government now. Because this plan talks regional. So they're taking the power from your local, and you're taking the power from your estate, and they're taking the power from your federal, and they're giving that power to your regional. So that's why we must stay focused on the local level, because if we do the right things on the local level, we control the transition on the county level. If we can control the transition on the county level, it affects the state's transition. You see the rippling effect. We must be functional in the process. Are we due for another commercial or anything?
Yeah,
I'm looking at my...
Yeah, we're getting ready to come
up on a commercial break. Hey, everyone, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Brother Davis, just talk up just a little bit more because the information is so great. Hey, everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, and just hit star 61 if you have a question or comment you'd like to make. So, hey, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back in a few seconds.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032 pound. That's 549032 pound. To signal the host, hit star 61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little background on this 21st agenda. This is really the brainstorm of George Soros' think tank. Now, those of you who don't know George Soros, he's one of the most powerful men in the world because he has money. Now, there has to be a dynamic on currency for him to have power. Now, let me explain that. If we did business without money, using the bartering system, George Soros has no power at all. He's just an old man. But since countries and Americans place so much emphasis on money, these people attain a certain degree of power that they're not even deserving of. But he had enough power to think that he could pull this off. And those of you who do some due diligence into the name George Soros, don't be surprised where his name comes up. Because he's behind many, many things. Should I say, i.e., Ebola in Libya? Should I say, i.e., the depopulation of the world? There's a lot of the eugenics project. There's a lot of places his name comes up. But literally what they're establishing is a totalitarian program. I wanted to hold off on that because I know people are sitting back saying totalitarian. Yeah, that means they want to control everything. They want to control where you sleep, what you eat, where you go, how you get there, where you work at, the money you make. If you get sick, they want to control the aspirin that you take for your cold. That's what totalitarianism is. These people who go to prisons and that sort of thing, a lot of men got no business in prison. How many times have you heard through new technological DNA techniques somebody has been released that's been there for 30 and 40 years? That's because the system is designed to lock you up and make you prove your innocence. Now, that's contrary to the Constitution that says you are innocent until proven guilty. But that is because there is no more Constitution. Don't take my word for it. Read the NDNA. Read the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act introduced us to a new type of threat. It's called urban terrorists. Now, that may not sound like much to you, but let me tell you who determines urban terrorists. Police departments. And when they get these private prisons that are going up all over the place, they must keep these prisons filled to a certain capacity or be sued by the prison. So one corporation is saying to a local municipality, if you don't have a certain amount of prisoners in our prison all the time, we will sue you for the cash difference. Oh, by the way, that's taxed your taxpayer dollars. So since they know you're not going to surrender the prisoners, all of a sudden the crimes change. Your child went to school 3 days this week. We're going to lock you up for 90 days and put your child in a program in which we can control their ability to get back and forth to school. This is what we feel is best for you. Who the hell are you to tell me what is best for me and my child? That's what they want. They want total control. And they will be locking you up in prisons. Because prisons now are working contracts with major corporations for slave labor. And those of you who listen to Black Talk Radio should have a thorough knowledge of the prison industrial complex. But understand, it's a component of this so-called Agenda 21. Now, Obama, our illustrious president, in September, when the Pope was here, literally signed an agreement at the NATO that we were going to move this to the 2030. Okay? So that's their target. Do the math. That's 15 years. So in 15 years, you will not only lose your right to own property, to have a business, to own a house, to literally take care of your children. You will lose your right to be in America because America will be gone. Did you hear me? We will not be considered America no more. You know why? Because America was a status symbol at one time. They feel that if they can bring the greatest status symbol of all times to its knees, then they can control the world. Now there's a few bumps in the road, i.e. Putin, i.e. the Middle East. I mean, there's some bumps in the road here that literally can work out to our advantage. And the reason why I say they can work out to our advantage is because that means certain things aren't going to be implemented. The costs may be great, but they're going to be great anyway. Understand what I'm saying? When this dollar drops, we're going to have chaos in the street, and we'll have that for a few days because guess what? They want a certain amount of deaths. Then they'll call martial law. And then we'll have more deaths. And those deaths will be the people who can't sustain themselves where they are. Because the martial law says you will be in your homes at before dusk. And you cannot come out your homes before dawn. And if you do, we will kill you. Because if you do, you're a liability to the system. Because a liability is a bad thing, according to the system. Brothers and sisters, this is nothing but pure evil. Totalitarianism is pure evil. No one has a right to tell another man when he should live, how he should live, or when he should die. And this is given that power. Now, you may find this to be a little hard, but anybody who exposes this is taking a chance. You understand how I said that? Because you're not supposed to know. You're not supposed to have the due diligence to say, well, what is our government doing? You're not supposed to be informed enough to go to the meetings to say, what is this, the purpose of this? Because you know what? That makes you an infidel. That means that you are not a go-along-to-get-along person, as my wife says. you have to understand, we are under attack. And that's right. What they want you to do. They want you to go along and get along, and we are not that type of people. We are a people of greatness, literally. If those of you who don't know about your backgrounds or who you are, I've got time to educate you now. But let me tell you this. Whenever you give your mind over to an idea that does not give your thought process precedent from time to time, then you are a slave. There's a scene, I don't know if y'all have seen this here, Shawshank Redemption. Well, Morgan Freeman, he gets free from the prison and he goes to work in a grocery store. And he turns around and he says, "Boss, can I go to the restroom?" So the guy leans over to him and says, "You know, you don't have to announce you're going to the restroom. Just go." But when he goes to the restroom, he says to himself, "You know, I have for so many years had to announce when I even had to go to the restroom, let alone get permission. And I don't really understand what it feels like not to have to tell nobody." That's a deep, deep scene. Because literally, he's telling you, once you become institutionalized, there will be habits. And that's what they want. That is exactly what this new conformism to totalitarianism is. They want you to do what you're told, don't ask no questions, and be grateful. And you know how they're going to make that happen? They're going to put you in such dire straits that you will look up and be grateful for anything you get. And that's the plan. So, when that dollar drops, and I'm going to tell you, a lot of us, even the people who are preppers that are preparing for this, are not fully prepared because there's always something else we can do.
Right.
Always. I was looking at my GPS system today. I got a handheld. Because I figured if push comes to shove and I got to go on the land, I got to know where I'm going. But I always had one. So, I crank it up. I use it in about a year. When I go fly fishing, I take it with me, but it's a little outdated. So I called in about it, and they got a new one. It has a few more bells and whistles. And guess what? It focuses on satellite technology. So that's an investment I have to make if I feel that if I reach a point where I got to go, I need to have whatever tools are going to best suit me. So in turn, I tell you, do the best you can where you are. Because I'm going to tell you, if push come to shove and you got to hunker down for a month or two, just make sure you got enough food in there to hunker down for a month or two. It wouldn't hurt to have a gun or two. So if somebody come to your door, they can hear that shh. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, that's a wake-up call. If you ever knock on somebody's door and you hear that, you have a tendency to step back and announce who you are. And I suggest you have that ability. Now, don't get me wrong. If you don't have it by now, you might have a few problems getting it, but you can still do that. And you don't need state-of-the-art. All you need is something. And the reason why I'm telling you that is because Hillary Clinton already said if she gets in the office, she's going to have a gun buyback program. But that's her way of saying she's legislating gun control. And most of the candidates are saying that. You know who hasn't? Donald Trump. Donald Trump ain't saying it because he has to admit he's become the consummate businessman in the political arena. And I mean, he's a businessman. Don't sell him short. I'm going to tell you, he's such a businessman that he might be the Republican candidate on the ticket. And that may not be a bad thing if he don't know everything. Because I'm going to tell you, when you reach that level of politics, there's a lot of secrets that get exposed to you that some people just can't live with. I ain't doing it. And they can implement change in a different direction. So we don't know what to expect. I understand what I'm saying. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm telling you we don't know what to expect. But we do know this, that every politician that's in this race is serving an interest. And he's the only one that says, the only interest I serve is my own, because I could afford to buy this. I could pay for whatever is required. And none no other candidate is saying that. So, like I said, that might work out to our advantage. With Putin bombing right now American resources, you know what they're not telling you? Is that ISIS was the same army that they were saying was part of the problem in the beginning. Remember? Because they branched off from Al-Qaeda and blah, blah, blah. Now to find out, ISIS literally is being armed by America. That should be a wake-up call. Because this war has nothing to do with independence or democracy. This war has to do with corporations wanting their way. And they're willing to sacrifice your sons and daughters to get it. You know, sometimes when I get on here and the truth gets to rolling off, I have to second think it, because literally I know there's somebody who listening to this that may be putting myself at risk. And you know, the sad part about it is that I understand that. But I can't help you if I don't do what is to the interest of the group. And the reason being is because we need to have those warriors that understand the battle's not ours. We're in it, but the battle's not ours. This is true favor of good and evil at your doorstep. And we have to stand up or bow down. And I'm going to tell you something. I cannot live on my knees. I'm too entrepreneurial to live on my knees. I don't want war, but I know it's coming. I'd like to see everybody get through this, but I know many won't. So I'm giving you what I've learned on my path, and I'm hoping that you take that information and you do your due diligence and you go out here and you talk in your communities. You tell your friends, your neighbors. Call the people you ain't talked to in a long time. Hey, did you know? Because I'm going to tell you something. The more that we talk and get this out, the greater power we become. If we say nothing, we victimize ourselves. Believe me, I thought about this very closely about it when I first found out what this was. Thanks to my wife. She opened this door to me through a show, and I said, what? And the more I looked, the more I found. The more I looked, the more I found. For those people who didn't get everything tonight, there's a book out called Behind the Green Mask. I forgot what her name was who wrote it. But this book goes into detail about this Agenda 21. And it's a powerful book. I mean, I've seen reviews on it on YouTube. Yeah, matter of fact, go to YouTube. There's reviews on the NATO 21 agenda, and there's reviews on the book Behind the Green Mask. And believe me, your eyes will be open, but you also realize there's things you can do. And please, you may be put in the same position I'm in. You have to make that decision. And if you don't make the right one, you're going to be on your knees. Look, they don't want somebody who's going to think independently. That don't serve their purpose. You have ideas. The sad part about it is that literally, like the brother said, people are disappearing. You can't disappear. And they monitor you closely enough to know. And I'm going to tell you something. It scares me. From time to time. But other times, I'm like, look,
Brother Davis, listeners saying yeah. They can't hear you, bro.
Okay. But we have to believe we can achieve the impossible. So we must be prepared. The book Behind the Green Mask, The UN Agenda, is written by Rosa Khoury. That's K-O-I-R-E. And the book is phenomenal. And if you don't get it now, you may not be able to get it later, because a lot of people are starting to wake up. And as they wake up, they're going to want to know more. And in knowing more, she literally, in the book, she tells you how to deal with the Dow 5 method. she also tells you about other things that are going on that I didn't go into. But, you know, it's interesting. She talked about this redevelopment program where they were cutting back on streets. And I spoke about earlier where they put a bike lane on the street. And then she goes on to tell you why they're doing that, to really cut the city off, because they're trying to build a pit city up and out, out. And then she goes into detail. Well, I go down here on our street, and on the street where I grew up, and believe me, they got this whole, there was a three-lane highway, now it's two lanes, and there's a big belt bike path on the side of the street, and I ain't seen nobody on it. So I asked, I said, you know, are you in town for a few days? Yeah, well, you use that, you use that? People said, well, we ride over here on the curb, where we always been. Curb runs right along the river. So literally, this is a part of this program being implemented in this area. If you look closely, it's in your area. And the reason why it's in your area is because literally everybody's targeted. Just like the Agenda 21 is alive and well in America, China got an Agenda 21. Look it up. Europe got an Agenda 21. Look it up. I'm telling you to look it up because I don't want you to take my word for it. I need you to be convinced through your own due diligence so you can step out. And if you don't do nothing else but tell your family, step out and tell somebody. Because I'm going to tell you something. That old saying about the empty can makes a lot of noise. Sometimes you got to make some noise to get attention. So I'm making my noise now. As far as I'm concerned at this stage of the game, we already in a war. There's going to be casualties. And I'm going to tell you something. These people do not care about humanitarianism. So I always tell people, in the process of preparing, you make sure that your relationship with whoever your spiritual connection is strong. Because you will need to tap into some of that soon or later. And if you are not prepared, believe me, they will smite you. And I'm going to tell you something. The sad part about it is that if you don't do nothing, you literally make your children helpless. I'm doing this here because I think that my grandchildren and my children have a right to live a life, a good quality of life, the best they can produce. And if you take that right away from them by not participating, then you've surrendered. And you know what? I'll never surrender. I mean, hear me clearly. I will never surrender, because guess what? That means that you are under the foot of totalitarianism the rest of your life. You, your wife, your daughters, and your sons. The battle is live, and it's for real. Take your position, whatever it is, wherever you are, but start getting together, organize, get like minds, to form community groups, form communication groups. When you want to go to store, see how many people need to go shopping that day, and all of you go together. If you go in one car, that's fine. If that's better yet. If you go in two cars, okay. But stay together. Because they will only get you one by one if you avail yourself one by one. But if you're in groups, you put yourself in a position to survive. And that means you will live. And if you live, you can come back tomorrow with a greater vengeance than today. And believe me, a lot of times I tell people, separate your emotions. But vengeance is not an emotion. Vengeance is retaliatory. Because if someone takes something from you, don't get angry. Get even. And that's all you got to work with. It ain't like I'm trying to tell you to do something I would not do myself. Because I'm going to tell you something. There are veterans dying left and right. They go to the VA. Even if you haven't heard about it, you're under a stone. These are the people who fought to make this country great. You know why they target them? Because they've been trained. Train yourselves. Those things you think you may not need, rethink them. I was telling the people the other day in RDP, go out and get yourself a Boy Scout book just to learn some basics on how to do things, tie knots, how to fish, how to build a shelter, how to build a fire,
It may not sound like much, but these will be tools that you will need. I've gathered a lot of my books because when they start targeting books, there's going to be certain books that are going to be more valuable than others.
Yep.
Oh, and that's based on you. So I grab the books that are valuable to me because I want to have them in a place that even if I don't get a chance to enjoy them again, I have them for where my children can get to them. And it may not be two or three generations down the line to stumble across where they stashed. But when they do, if they can read, they will be armed to the hilt spiritually. We can only do so much, but together we can do a whole lot more. We may seem like a few, but a hill is a mountain until you start to climb on it. When you start to climb on it, the more people that start to climb on it, the greater the view. Is that the end of the show, my brothers?
That is the end of the show, Brother Davis. Thank you so much. Hey, listen, everyone. We're going to have follow-ups on this because this is so deep and it's so entwined into our very fiber of their civilization and their society. You know, this is adversely affecting our children through Common Core and everything else. These are all the buzzwords for Agenda 21. But listen, we definitely will talk about this in the future with Brother Davis. And everyone, remember to listen to the new Abolition radio show that's coming on right after Tando Radio. Much love and much respect. Tomorrow, God willing, we'll see you there. It's never goodbye, it's only I'll see you later. Talk to you soon.
Peace.
Though you had every reason, you didn't come undone. Somehow,
goodbye.
You made it to the other side. You didn't suffer in vain. You forgive those who have trespassed.